Why a new methodology? It is also important to ask ourselves what the point is of adopting yet another development methodology. Isn't the point just to get things done? Why all this theory? Well, the answer to that is that if you intend to be developing software for any length of time, it is important to find ways to do it well. And to do that, you should adopt a development methodology that will make the process of software development more a processing of engineering than a process of artistic creation. And of course, the best way to understand why the DNA is such a good development methodology is to look at its role in the history of software development, understanding the historical stages. If we were to review the history of application development on the personal computer, it would encompass a morass of information. But if we were to focus on information related only to the nature of application development, we can begin to see an evolution that stretches from the early days of software engineering into our near future. This history can roughly be broken into three stages. 1. Monolithic applications, single encapsulated executables. 2. Client/server applications, data-driven models. 3. Collaborative systems, 3-tier and N-tier application. Let's take a look at each of these methodologies.